7:35 left in the first half. UAlbany leads Binghamton 31-19. The Bearcats ball coming out of the media timeout. Dusan Perovic controls from the left wing, facing zone defense. They'll kick to the right corner for Thomas Bruce. Back up top to J.C. Schaff. He drives versus Cremo. Line drive shot, good. Knocked it down from the right elbow. Schaff has his first bucket of the night. That makes it a 10-point game. Albany 31, Binghamton 21. 7:05 left in the first half. David Nichols on top of the UAlbany logo at center court. Deals a chest pass to Joe Cremo on the left wing. They'll cycle to Anderson. Inside to Foster. A full head of steam. He misses the runner. Thomas Bruce balls in the rebound. Binghamton pushes into Albany territory. Down by 10. Davis from the top of the key. Flips to Muhammad, who dishes to Bruce. Right hand hook. Left short. Rebound Conway for Albany. The Great Danes sprint to Binghamton territory. Joe Cremo from the left wing, guarded tightly by Muhammad, who goes inside. A foul on the floor against Binghamton. Dusan Perovic, 6'9" senior, collects his first foul. That's 7 for Binghamton. That puts Albany into the bonus. Perovic will take a seat. He's replaced by Willie Rodriguez. And Alex Foster will shoot the 1-1 for Albany. Foster is a 53% free throw shooter this season. He leaves his first way short. Farad Muhammad corrals the rebound for Binghamton. Albany leads by 10. Muhammad got tangled up with his defender, Cremo. It's a team control foul against the Bearcats. Muhammad had handed off to Shaw and took off for the quarter. But in the process, clipped Cremo. 8 fouls this half for Binghamton. And it's Albany ball. David Nichols brings it over the time lock. Nichols had been hampered by a wrist injury in December and January. But he's on the man that has put up better numbers in February. Nichols from the right wing. Off the glass and good. The tray by Nichols makes it a 13-point Albany lead. Nichols with his first from deep. 6 minutes left, first half. UAlbany on top, 34-21. Davis from the left wing, guarded by Nichols. Rodriguez, tough angle to Bruce, off for Bruce's fingertips and out of bounds. Two possessions, back-to-back turnovers by the Bearcats. Binghamton having a tough time threading the ball down low. Credit to the guards for disrupting the passing lanes for the Great Danes. Albany leads by 13, 5:40 left, first half. Nichols from the left corner, dishes to Cremo. Cremo from 6 feet out of the arc, zips inside to Conway. Right hand hook, no good, and a foul on the floor halts play. And this looks like it'll go against Willie Rodriguez, and it will. 2 for Willie Rodriguez, 9 for Binghamton. Free throws coming up for Albany. Rodriguez was jostling for position against Alex Foster. Tommy Dempsey sharing his thoughts with Earl Walton. Foster misses the first part of the 1-1. There will be no second. Rodriguez corrals the rebound. Off to Davis. 16-foot jumper. Good. Davis knocks it down. His second from the floor. Albany's lead down to 11, 5:15 left, first half. Nichols brings it over the time lock, shooting nearly 50% his last 9 games and pouring in nearly 16 points per game during that clip. Nichols controls from the top of the key, plays catch with Anderson, back to Nichols, guarded by Davis, a screen from Conway. Nichols goes to the baseline, Foster, who's deflected by Bruce, but a foul against Thomas Bruce. First for the Bearcat Junior. Put Albany back on the free throw line. Binghamton's 10th foul this half. Double bonus territory for the Great Danes. Alex Foster back to the free throw line. Binghamton attempting to play a physical brand of basketball against, well, a physical Albany team. Foster misses his first free throw. Tommy Dempsey made it clear heading into tonight's game. We've got to match their physicality from the get-go. And right now for the Bearcats, maybe a bit too physical with 10 fouls. Foster hits his second. Albany grabs a 12-point lead. Great Danes with 12 free throw attempts in the first 16 minutes tonight. Pass to Shaw, tipped out of bounds off Campbell. The Bearcats maintain possession, but they have not forced Binghamton to pay. New Albany just 5 of 12 from the free throw line. But their 13 of 18 clip, 72% from the floor, will certainly make amends for that. Albany on top by a dozen. Binghamton ball in Albany's end. J.C. Shaw for the top of the key. Zips to Davis on the floor. Hit by dribble into the lane. Davis's leaner won't fall, but he goes to the free throw line. Davis got clipped by Great Dane. Joe Cremo with his first. Cremo, this team's leader in so many categories, notably points per game at nearly 18 per contest. But his foul will put Farhan Muhammad on the free throw line. Check that, put Everson Davis on the free throw line. And Davis hits his first. Davis at 6'3", 185 pounds. Up and delivers his second, but this one is no good. UAlbany's lead sits at 11. Nichols over the timeline into the Binghamton end. He'll gingerly dribble to the right wing. Pass inside, tipped away by Rodriguez. Scooped up by Binghamton. Here comes Muhammad, left wing three. Too strong. Bruce bats it to the top of the key. Muhammad's there. He's denied by Foster. An emphatic block by Alex Foster. The Great Danes pick up possession. Foster, seventh in the conference with 24 blocks this season. And he just picked up number 25, make no doubt about it. Cremo draws two from the zone defense. Up top, Nichols hoists up the three. Too much on it. Muhammad fights for the board against Foster, and it's a jump ball. Impressive spunk there by Muhammad at 6 feet, fighting the 6'8" Foster, and the arrow belongs to UAlbany. The Great Danes, thanks to a stellar shooting clip, have a 35-24 lead over the Bearcats. 3:46 left in the first half. The Great Danes lead the Bearcats 35-24. 3:46 left in the first half. Great Danes to inbounds. They get it in for Cremo, who finds David Nichols sprinting over the timeline. Nichols maintains possession with a hip-high dribble and faces a 2-3 zone defense from the Bearcats. He'll dish to Campbell on the left wing. Back to Nichols. Nichols finds Conway. They go inside. Foster throws it down against Thomas Bruce. A two-handed dunk by the 6'8" Illinois native. Foster gives Albany a 13-point lead. 3:10 left in the first half. The Bearcats have possession. Farhan Muhammad goes against the screen, bounces a pass inside to Rodriguez. A foul against Albany stops play. Matt Conway with his second. A red-hot start by UAlbany. They hit 10 of their first 11 shots. They've gone 3 of 8 from the floor since then. The Great Danes have a 13-point lead. The Bearcats set up shop in Albany's end of the floor. It's Muhammad. Off to Everson Davis. The 6'3" guard controls for Binghamton. Davis stops his dribble. Off to Shaw. Steps inside the arc. 18-foot leaner. No rebound. Albany. The Great Danes gallop into Binghamton's end. Nichols, a between-the-leg dribble, cuts right side of the lane. His runner won't fall, and Rodriguez pulls down the rebound. Second board for Rodriguez, and the senior brings it over the timeline. Dishes to Shaw, right wing three, no good. David Nichols pulls down the board for Albany. Great Danes on top by 13, and it's Cremo, right side. His three ball off the mark. J.C. Shaw on the board. Back and forth we go. Shaw in transition. His three rattles out, and it's pulled down by David Nichols. The Great Danes making a concerted effort to slow possession down this time. 2 minutes left, first half. Albany leads by 13. Conway lowers his shoulder from the baseline, drives against Rodriguez, misses. Bruce pulls down the board. Thomas Bruce averaging more than 11 rebounds per game in his previous six games has two boards tonight. And here's J.C. Schaff, the Bearcats' leading scorer. Bounce pass to Bruce, out to Davis. Left corner three, bang! Davis knocks it down. Timeout, Binghamton. Good ball movement from the Bearcats. Davis, after knocking down his three, was chirping at the Albany bench and will head back into his huddle. 1:35 left in the first. Albany 37, Binghamton 27 on the Bearcats Radio Network. The Great Danes have a 37-27 lead over the Bearcats. 1 minute, 35 seconds left in the first half. Albany inbounding beneath their own hoop, facing two in the backcourt from the Bearcats. They go in for Nichols, and he'll get it to the time left. Everson Davis remains on the floor after knocking down that three ball with some words for the Albany bench after hitting the tree. How will the Great Danes respond? They'll go to the high post for Conway. Out to Campbell, back inside to Conway. He finds Foster from the baseline. He misses. Rodriguez has the rebound. Binghamton pushes to Albany's end, looking to cut this 10-point deficit down to single digits. Chest pass to Davis on the far side of the floor. Davis waits outside the arc. He'll flip to Rodriguez to the baseline versus Conway. Rodriguez with 12 points already. Right hand hook good. Make it 14 for Willie Rodriguez. He's made it an 8-point game. Albany leads 37-29, 43 seconds left in the first. The Great Danes want a timeout. Will Brown saw something he did not like, and he snatches the clipboard from his assistant as he huddles up his team. A strong bounce back effort from the Bearcats. Keep in mind, Binghamton does not have anything to play for after this game. Regardless how this game goes, or how Maine fares, the team currently ahead of Binghamton in the standings, the Bearcats cannot make the America East Conference Tournament. And really the same goes for UAlbany. They're not really playing for much more than anything outside of pride in a game like this. The 101st meeting of Binghamton and Albany, and the 35th meeting in America East history between the Bearcats and the Great Danes. Albany has the all-time series advantage by a wide margin, 70 wins in the previous 100 meetings. But for the Bearcats, after watching Albany shoot 10 of 11 to start the game, they've battled back nicely, and it is an 8-point difference. Albany ball after their timeout. 20 seconds on the shot clock, 38 seconds on the game clock in the half. David Nichols, the point guard, controls up top, facing two. His pass for Anderson, fumbled, then recovered. They'll go back to Nichols. Davis giving him some space. Nichols gets the screen, and it's a moving pick against Conway. Matt Conway popped to screen Davis, but kept moving his feet and commits his third foul. Binghamton will get the ball back with 24.2 seconds to play in the half. Xavier Cochran checks in for the Great Danes. Had not played his previous six games, so Cochran gets on the floor late in the first half. Shot clock turned off. Binghamton within eight. Davis with Joe Cremo waiting. Davis, a knee-high dribble at center court, looking to chew up some time. 10 seconds to play in the first half. Now Davis gets in motion. Bruce pops up. Davis rolls left. Five to shoot. Up top to Rodriguez from the top of the key. Straight away three. Rodriguez off the mark. Rebound Nichols. The first half comes to an end. Binghamton scores the final 5 points of the first. And after trailing by as many as 13, they head into the locker room down by eight. After one half from Albany, it's the Great Danes 37 and the Bearcats 29 here on the Bearcats Radio Network.